This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, June 13th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. The KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival continues tonight with a performance beginning at 7:30 in the Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. This evening's concert will feature Trio Arkansas performing Brahms' C minor trio, plus works by Beethoven and Musgrave. Performers include the U of A Music Department faculty and guest artists. Admission is free, and more information is available at fulbrightsummermusic.uark.edu.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, One Town's museum is transformed from merely a warehouse to an inspirational space as unique as the town. Plus, solar-powered pizza and a tour de fun.
But first, with an immigration reform bill moving forward in the U.S. Senate, Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas says procedural votes Tuesday were just the first step in what will be a closely watched process.
If you look at the immigrant population in Arkansas, it's about 5%. It's about 13% nationwide. However, we are one of the fastest growing states in terms of immigrant population. I think we're fourth overall in the amount of growth we're seeing in our immigrant population. So, you know, this is an issue that's becoming increasingly important to our state.
Pryor says the bill will be debated and amended, but says final legislation must secure the nation's borders, strengthen systems that ensure the legal status of workers, and should not provide a fast track to citizenship. Border security is a top concern for Senator John Bozeman.
We simply have to secure the border. If you don't, then we're going to be in the same situation that we were in under President Reagan. The promise was that we'll secure the border, we'll hold employers accountable. 3 million people were giving amnesty, and now we're anywhere from 11 million on up. So we're in the same situation.
Bozeman says there also needs to be a solid visa program that supplies workers to the industries that need them, and a possible review of how amnesty could impact the nation's social welfare programs.
Federal policies are to be implemented soon to take into consideration the children of people who are sentenced to prison time. Deanne Newell, with the group Arkansas Voices for the Children Left Behind, was honored yesterday at the White House as one of 12 people saluted as a champion of change.
It was a terrific honor, and to be there and to have the opportunity to learn about the new rollout of new federal policies that the Obama administration has been working on and this interagency group that you would think would be involved and concerned about children who are enduring the incarceration and separation from their parents.
Newell advocates for things like having established protocol when police arrest someone with children present to try and minimize the trauma. She also pushes for parents who are sentenced to federal prison to serve their time at a facility as close to the kids as possible.
Two Arkansans who fought in the Vietnam War will be honored Friday in the annual In Memory Day ceremony in Washington, D.C. Victor Walter Gordonsky of Russellville, who died on August 12th of last year, and William Thomas Massey of Marshall, who died on April 4th, 2007, will be among the 121 Vietnam veterans honored posthumously at Friday's ceremony. Lee Allen is the Director of Communications for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, the organization responsible for the annual Day of Remembrance. He says while those honored at the ceremony were veterans of the Vietnam War, their names are not included on the Vietnam War Memorial.
The Department of Defense sets the criteria for inclusion on the wall itself, and it tends to be kind of an exclusive list. Very few names have been added over time, but there are thousands of brave patriots who served bravely and honorably in Vietnam and have passed away since then who deserve some recognition.
Allen says the In Memory Day is held on Flag Day each year for a specific reason.
It's held on Flag Day so that they'll have their own special day. On the major patriotic holidays, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July, we focus on those who are listed on the wall. And we wanted to make sure that these honorees received their recognition in kind of a focused way.
He says during the ceremony, family members from around the country typically place photographs or memorabilia near the Vietnam Memorial Wall or even say a few words of remembrance for their fallen relatives.
The Arkansas Alcoholic Beverage Control Board held a lottery yesterday to determine who of the 55 applicants for retail liquor permits in Benton County would be heard first in hearings scheduled for June 16th through the 19th. The applicants who were drawn, 23, or roughly 42%, came from Rogers, 16 applicants, or 29%, from Bentonville, 4 applicants are from Lowell, 3 from Siloam Springs, 2 each from Bella Vista and Gentry, and 1 applicant was selected each from Centerton, Garfield, Pea Ridge, Decatur, and Prairie Creek.
You may have seen them while driving down the road. As of April, more than 25,000 hog tag license plates were displayed on cars and trucks in Arkansas, a 27% increase over the previous year. According to a release this morning by the University of Arkansas, the hog tag program has generated more than $3 million since beginning in 1994. The revenue has reportedly supported 1,300 scholarships in that time. $25 from each tag fee in the Hog Tag program goes to the Arkansas Alumni Association's Merit Scholars Program. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals fell yesterday afternoon in the series opener against the Springfield Cardinals. The final score was Cardinals 9, Naturals 5. The loss makes the Naturals 20-43 on the season, but the series continues tonight with a doubleheader at Arvis Ballpark.
Forecast calls for clear skies for that game tonight. Overnight lows from 67 in northwest Arkansas to 73 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with highs from 88 to 95. I bet heat indexes are over 100. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows around 70 degrees.